and he didn't recover from the wound, you'd say he did what?
Didn't recover.
If he didn't.
Died. Mm-hmm.
Is there any other term that you might use? Maybe a more polite term instead of just died? Would you say so-and-so just...
Passed.
Just passed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use any kind of crude, rude sort of term to say that a person died?
Never have.
Have you ever heard somebody say that he kicked the bucket?
I heard that. Kicked the bucket. I heard that.
That's kind of a joking term, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay.
The dead man don't know nothing about it.
That's true. Maybe the man's been dead a week and still nobody's figured out yet what he...
He'll do it.
Or what he... If they don't understand what caused it, you'd say they hadn't figured out what he...
Died with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a place where people are buried, General?
Graveyard.
Is there a... Yeah. Have you ever heard that called anything else besides a graveyard?
Never have.
Cemetery.
Huh?
Says a cemetery. You ever heard call that?
I've heard that cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. General, I'll just ask you one more and we'll call it a day. What do you call the box that people are buried in?
Cash.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
I heard them say coffin.
Coffin?
Yeah.
Okay.
They used that casket there. They used to call them coffin, but they just got that lately, you know.
Okay. We were talking about last time, I think last question I asked you was what you call the box that they bury people in?
Coffin.
Yeah, and you said a coffin. Okay. What do you call the ceremony for a dead person? You say we're going to go to his...
That's the funeral.
Uh-huh. Okay. If the people are dressed all in black after somebody's died, you say they're in what? Everybody's dressed...
Mourning.
Yeah, mourning. Is there anything else you'd call it if people in the family really get worked up about the death, you know, if the women just kind of lose control of themselves? Is there anything you'd call that?
Well, I would call it, some of them say they's hurt over the dead body. Mm-hmm. And they begin to lose the control of themselves and just scream and hollering going, you know. Just cry, primp your mouth, you know. Primping to cry, don't cry. Some of them lips are just quiver, you know, like he want to cry, and
yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that, man.
Just in bad shape.
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody meets you on the street, General, and says, "Well, how you doing today?" And if you're feeling just about average, you'd say, "Well, I'm
okay."
Just okay. Yeah. Okay. If the children are out real late at night, and your wife's getting a little bit excited about it, you might say, "Well, they'll be home all right. Just don't."
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Okay. Worry will make you old.
That's
won't
right.
It?
A mother can't help from worry, though, can she?
That's the truth. I know about that. I know about that. Okay. If a person's getting old and his joints are getting stiff and kind of aching, you say he might just have a touch of what? Yeah, I'm just sore. I got a touch of.
Some of them would call it touch of rheumatism,
uh-huh.
Arthritis.
Rheumatism, yeah. Arthritis, yeah. Have you ever heard of a real